stuff. Does that put any pressure on you as an offense? No, it could come down to a shootout that you guys could perform at such a high level.
As an offense, you got to perform no matter what kind of game it is, high scoring, low scoring, whatever it is. You got to go out there and want to get points every single drive. So it doesn't really matter what the other side is doing. You just got to go out and do your side.
Well, what's it going to take for you guys to get more consistent offensively?
Just focus in, you know, week in and week out on the running game, I think, is the main thing for us as an offensive line. If you can establish that, everything else opens up after that. So we've had a couple good weeks of that early in the season, and then the last couple weeks we've been tailing off. So a lot of work and focus this week will be on that.
Are teams doing something to take away the run? You see something different the last 2 weeks, or is it strictly on y'all's end?
Give the defenses credit, the last couple weeks, to give them credit, but for the most part, it's been mental errors, coming off your blocks too early, not finishing. So it's us not being able to kind of finish, whether it be penalties, turnovers, whatever it is, stuff that we can fix in-house. So that's what we're going to be wiring in this week.
Do you feel like there's any learning still going on, any communication that still hasn't firmed up?
Learning is a trait you will always have in the NFL. I'm in year 10, and I've still learned a tremendous amount this year in general. So on a minute level, yes. I mean, in terms of the progression of the season, there's always going to be learning. I think we're still learning on how to, communicate with each other, on how to deal with certain situations with each other, and that's just a natural progression. But I think in general, a learning process is going to be forever.
Chris, 3-1 start, great start, quarter pull, but this is not the time to let up, is it?
No. I mean, you don't ever let up. I mean, no matter if you won no games or you're undefeated right now, I think the focus is going to be heavy no matter the situation. I think you got to go week in and week out like it's a brand new week every time.
Chris, I know that they may have asked you this somewhere with me. It's 1 of 16, but in the community for this game, seem to take on added significance. How long did it take you to figure that out, and what do you think about the way the community gets really read up for this in particular?
I think when I stepped in the door in 2008, and all I hear about is that first time they played the Cowboys, and then that was the biggest win of the franchise, obviously, at that point. And I still think a lot of people take pride in that game to this day. And I've only played them once since then, since being a Texan. But we understand outside the doors here of how big of a game this is. But in-house, you treat it just like every other week. You got to be able to approach it just like every other game, because I think if you treat it any differently, you're going to get too high or too low. So going in and then treating it like any other game is the biggest thing.